Merci, Monsieur le Ministre.
Thank you, Minister. Just to add to what you've said so far, on the dissemination of legal texts, let me reassure you, before even the texts have been translated, we organize dissemination initiatives in our local languages directly, and in particular the provisions of the code of the personal code, and those provisions that cover personal issues such as marriage and divorce, the consequences of divorce, inheritance rights, especially for women, that major issue, the code, the children's code also, as far as the protection of children's rights are concerned, and the also in terms of crimes against children. So these dissemination activities are ongoing. Sometimes what happens is that the problem is not lack of knowledge, but rather cultural factors which prevent people from coming forward. And in 2020 we adopted a law to combat that reluctance, and that initiative changed the early enforced marriage, and also categorized FGM as a crime, which wasn't the case before. But we are going to be scaling up what we do in terms of dissemination, so that no one can claim not to know what the law says. Now, turning to what you said about our using international financial support and international support in general, I can assure you that the resources of the National Institute for Women are enough. We receive strong inputs from some technical and financial partners. I will risk a few, it's a risk, but I will risk a few because I might miss out some, and I hope they won't be offended. The embassy of France, the embassy of the Netherlands, Canada, the Belgian Cooperation Services, the Swiss Cooperation Services, USAID, the European Union, all of these partners have supported us strongly to help us combat violence against women, as well as to help us to combat all forms of discrimination against women. So to answer your question, yes, we are turning to international support, and of course UN Women is another of our strong international supporters. Back to access to justice, may I add to what the Minister said by assuring you that the National Institute for Women, since it was created, provides justice for free for women who are economically vulnerable. Legal aid is fully free for all women. That's a starting point. But when we have cases of, for example, girls of 13 who are raped, who fall within the jurisdiction of the special court the minister referred to earlier on, that court sits in Cotonou today, but there might be rapes occurring or perpetrated against minors who might live right at the other end of the country. Now, for those women, the National Institute for Women's Affairs ensures that transport is provided for free for the victim, for her to come to court, and for reparation to be provided, also for that person to be put up in accommodation and fed. A court case will take 3 days. I have to travel the day before, go to court, and then go back the next day. And so all those 3 days, they're given board and lodging, and The victim and her parents are not charged for anything. Furthermore, families who do not have any relatives where the court happens to be, a flat fee is paid for their accommodation by us. Also, all the interim measures handed down by the court are covered, paid for by us. And I can assure you, we also provide free psychological assistance to victims. So all of this contributes to facilitating access to all without any discrimination. Thank you very much.
Merci.